Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Truly wish to be. Sky was dark this morning when I raised my head. Stood at the window, darkness was my bane. Suddenly a sunbeam thrilled me to my weary heart. Was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. Had to keep my love alive. 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 Oh, 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 oh. Baby, I want you to roll me, hold me in your love. No more habits, promises, and ever since I was a baby girl, wanted one thing most in this world was to keep my love, keep it alive. Had to keep my love 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 alive.
Merry, 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 merry wife of golden dreams. baby. Rainy night, buddy. Rainy, rainy, titty. Rainy, rainy.
Welcome to the Play Experience. Welcome to the playground of life, where we're all committed to passionately loving and appreciating who we are and whose we are. Where we're all committed to keeping our love alive. As so beautifully sung by my good friend, and Daye. You can find her beautiful music and find her on Facebook.com and Daye Sings. That's A-N-D-A-I-Y-E Sings. And before that, you heard George Skrillex with Pure Imagination. And that was at the top. And you can find his music at EVZoneMusic.com. And of course, my boys bringing me on the playground, DeLille and Dakari, always with Row, Row, Row Your Boat. That's how you got to do it. Gently down the stream. So you can keep your love alive. Yes, indeed. I am so thankful today. I mean, and Daye will be here, by the way, sometime in the beginning of December. So look for her. She'll be talking about keeping our love alive with her beautiful music. So insightful. Today, though, today, who are we playing with today? Is my wonderful, beautiful sister of my soul that I've met, I don't know, I think it must have been about 15 years ago. We had the pleasure of meeting Taliba Ndidi and her beautiful son, Bayete. Even when I say his name, my solar plexus spins, and I just feel so warm and fuzzy because he was such a mascot of love, you know. I met him. I think he had to be about four. We'll find out in a moment. But it's something about the little man. He just commanded you with his love. Just, I mean, he was so gentle. He is so gentle. I know. I haven't seen him. He's now 21. I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to Taliba. Okay, Taliba, I know. We're supposed to be talking about you, right? And this is
what we're
talking about. Okay, this is how Bayete always steals the spotlight, but it's okay. It's okay. We are one, right?
We are.
Yes, indeed. So, Taliba, I am so enamored that you have joined us today. We are so grateful to have you. Taliba is an author of Womb Sense, Balancing Your Sacred Womb. She is a natural health educator. She's the founder of Earth Herbs Organic Herbal Company, and she's the director of Divine Wombs for Life. She's dedicated to sharing life-sustaining and essential information about the many wonders of the body with people, with all walks of life. You know, it's just, there's no perspective person. She loves working with young girls and women, though, on the importance of reproduction care and the sacredness of the womb, which led her to author her book, The Body Changes, 111, Transforming into the New You, which we'll talk a little bit about. Anyway, I'm giving you a big, big, big playground hug. Welcome to the playground of life, Taliba.
Thank you. And I am passionately loving and appreciating you, my sister, because when we met, it was that time of where energies and poles have shifted, and it was just like we had to have met at that time. So meeting you was like, oh my God, all I can remember is when we were sitting on top of the mountain and you just dove right in and just went straight to my heart and started, you know, helping me and assisting me in the ways that I need to be assisted, and I am grateful and I appreciate you for that. I think that was
wow.
Red Mountain. We were on top of the mountain, Red Mountain.
Wow. Great, great, great. Well, I know what I said about you, but I want you to tell everyone, who is Taliba Ndidi?
Well, I am, you know, a sister just like you, and it's a sister, S-I-S-T-A-R. Just shining the light on raising the awareness of being on this planet, for one, and the power of our womb. You know, my work has been dedicated to helping women understand, and young girls understand, that power that rests within their womb, and also helping people understand the key to health. And the key to health is really just living, loving yourself, loving yourself on a higher level than the mundane. So I appreciate, you know, the work that I do, because I love to see smiles on people's faces when, you know, they come to me and they have an issue and I'm able to give them a solution that works. So, you know, with Divine Wounds for Life, I reach out and I try to touch as many women's souls that I can. And with Earth Herbs, I have touched, you know, a lot of wonderful souls and helped them in so many ways. So I'm just loving it. I just love helping people understand how the human body works, because that's the key. Once you know how your body works, then you know what to feed it, you know how to take care of it, and that's the simple key.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And I'm feeling that, because I have been really studying and fascinated with the body, and especially right now for me, the brain. And that is really important for me. I think that we have to know who we are, you know, and we have to know our bodies. We have to know how we work. What is it really about? Instead of just, you know, just assuming we're going to get up and breathe, you know.
Yes.
Let's focus on that breath. Let's zoom in on that breath and see where we can take it and take ourselves through it, you know, because we can heal anything through that breath, you know.
Yeah, so, that's what power is.
Yes, indeed. So what started you on this mission, though? What actually got you on this mission of educating people about the womb?
Well, I was working in Los Angeles with Akadama Herbs. You know, we was in the lab, and at that time, it was like back in the 90s, and a lot of women was coming with fibroids and, you know, just cysts and a lot of ailments of the reproductive area. And I just went to work and came up with a vaginal suppository to help, you know, re-energize and, you know, help pull a lot of toxins out of the reproductive area. And I really designed it for cysts because, it, you know, it really went in and helped, you know, disperse the cysts and, you know, got things flowing and get the energy flowing. So by just working in the lab with Akadama and creating, you know, herbs to help women with these issues, it just took me to a whole other level to see that, wow, you know, we have this epidemic and we need to understand why we're having this epidemic. So I just started doing all the research and started learning more about the reproductive area. And then, you know, one thing led to another, and lo and behold, finding out, like, that's the center of it all. The womb is the center of our life. And I don't think in this society we understand that, or even we recognize that, even though we know that every human being on this planet was born and came through the gateway of a womb, somehow we forget that.
Yeah.
You know, we forget that's how we came into this world. Like, wow, that's a gateway that took us from one dimension to this dimension.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a very powerful gateway. And I had to, you know, really, like, dedicate my life to helping women understand the power and what the womb really is. You know, it is heaven. It's heaven on this earth. It is heaven, whether we want to believe it or not, because that's the place we was before we came here. Simple. But we don't know that. So I'm trying to, you know, help everybody remember where you came from, because you came from a very sacred place. And in order to get to this plane, you went through some sacred gates. And that's where the power is. That's the
And that's why it's important, and that's why it's so important to honor the womb. But when you, why did you write Divine Wounds for Life? Who was it for, particularly? Was it just for women?
Well, the book I wrote was Womb Sex, Balancing Your Sacred Womb. Yes, it's for women, but it's primarily for men as well, because men need to know how the female reproductive system functions, so that way they can understand that, you know, we hear all these cliches of, you know, women are moody. Of course we're moody, just like that moon, the phases of the moon change every so often.
That's right. So do we.
You know, we're cycle beings, you know. We can't just stay in one mode. We're going to change. So the universe changes constantly. And it's easier for, you know, people to understand that we're replicas of the universe, you know, as above, so below. So I wrote the book for women to really understand how the female reproductive system functions, the connection that we have with the moon, grandmother moon, and how to live in tune with nature. Because once you go back to nature, then you can't go wrong, you know, because we have so many distractions out here in this society where, you know, for one, we're following a clock, and then we're following a calendar that really doesn't represent the true time. So if you pay attention to the moon, then you can't go wrong, because the moon is going to always be in tune. Always.
The sun
going to come up every morning. It ain't going to say, oh, I'm tired. I don't think I want to come out today. No, it's clockwork. So if you align your body with the moon, because there's phases and there's energies with the phases, because the new moon is where you start new projects. You know, thus for the full moon, you see it starting to bloom, and then the last quarter and in the end, you start reflecting and seeing where you can tweak and, you know, do better for the next project that you start. So if you live your life based upon those moon phases, then it's going to be much smoother and much easier. Because if you try to start a project when it's a full moon, it's not going to grow. Just like you can't plant a seed in the ground during the full moon and expect it to grow. You know, we know our ancestors planted through the new moon. You drop that seed in the new moon, and then by the full moon, you're going to see a plant. So it's the same way we have to live our lives. You have to be in tune. And once you become in tune with the moon, then it opens you up as a woman. It really, really help you understand the cycles of the menstrual cycle. Because it's correlated. It's all in the same. It's one in the same. You can't separate yourself from the moon. So understanding those energies and understanding that they are hand in hand with the menstrual cycle, I think it'll help you alleviate a lot of these issues that we're having with the reproductive system.
And I remember my daughter was about 6 years old, and she was asking me about the moon one night, because I love to walk, especially in the full moon. And I remember telling her, even back then, without being as conscious as I am at this time, I told her, we always follow the moon. Just follow the moon. You can't go wrong when you follow the moon. And that is such powerful advice you just shared. Is that advice also for men as well, though?
Yes, it is. I mean, men live here on this planet with us, right? Everything, they're affected just like we are. And men have cycles. They don't think they do. Just because they're not physically releasing blood, yes, you have a cycle. You know, once you tune in to the moon, then you will understand how, you know, your body functions as a man in cycles. It's all the same. We're one and the same. You know, we carry a womb, but a man, he has prostate. It's all the same. It contains the same energy. So all of our creativity is coming from that area. So especially for women, you know, it's important that we take care of our whole reproductive area and the ovaries more than anything, because the ovaries hold our egg. And you know, we think in this society that, you know, a woman is supposed to have a baby. You know, that's the thing you're supposed to do, you know, because that's what society teaches. But those eggs are not just for babies. Those eggs is creativity. That's the energy of our ancestors coming back in into this plane. That's the realm, that's that in-between realm, you know, in between spirit realm and the physical realm lies right between our leg and our ovaries. So the ovaries is creativity, whether you want to create a baby, or whether you're going to create a project, or whatever it is you want to create in this life, that's where that energy is coming from. It's coming from your ovaries. So it's important to honor that, and honor to know that, you know. And I really have a hard time with some of my clients because they want to be on birth control, not understanding that you control your body and not allowing a pill to suppress your ovulation, because that's what birth control does. It stops ovulation. And when you're not ovulating, then you're killing off your creativity. Simple as that.
Mm.
I mean, you know, people don't look at it in that way, but energetically, you're stopping off that process. So if you allow your body to just flow naturally and really tune in and tap into the womb, the creativity is endless. It's so endless. It's just tapping into it. Because that's where it all comes from.
You know, it's interesting. We're going to take a break in a minute, but I was thinking about how you said that about the starting things in the new moon and the planning and how, you know, the ancestors always have done that. You know, many ancestors have done it. Different ancestors. I mean, you know, people before time. Yeah, that's the way they roll. And so the thing I was thinking about when you said that, I was thinking about you saying about the women and the creativity and all of that. And I was thinking, wow, when you talk about the new moon and you talk about that, what's that? Is a period in between the two cycles that a woman has that they're fertile. And in some way that is synergetic with the cycle of the moon and the new moon and the full moon. You understand what I'm saying? It's something about that. I'm still working that through, but it's something when you said that I'm gonna kind of mull over that during the break. We're gonna take a quick break. We're talking to Saliba Ndidi, a natural health practitioner. She focuses on the womb space, a very powerful healer. If you have any questions for Taliba, please call 347-426-3346. And don't forget to push 1 on your keypad. We'll be right back. See you on the other side.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. It makes sense of music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back, welcome back. I'm here with my wonderful, wonderful playmate, Taliba Ndidi. Ah, welcome back, Taliba.
Hey.
Yay. Well, we know we have some beautiful, beautiful hosts here on Life Conversation. I'm not the only beautiful one here. We have Celeste Morgan. We suggest Celestial Moments. We have Adam Fawose. We have Reverend Deborah Johnson. We have Lisa Iverson. And so we have our beautiful Celestial Moments host right here, and she has a wonderful question for you, I'm sure. Well, what we're gonna do? We're gonna turn rope to leave. We're gonna turn rope. And we're gonna let her jump in. We're gonna give her a chance to jump in. Okay. You ready, Celeste?
Okay. Turn the rope slow. Turn the rope slow. Okay. I have a confession. I have a double dutch confession right now. I used to get on the girls in my neighborhood nerves because I couldn't turn. I was double-handed like a mug. And sisters will let you know when you're not turning the rope right so you can get the rhythm. So then I learned to become a cheerleader. So what that means is, for the girl that was the baddest jumper in the neighborhood, I used my gift to sing her praises. And then she let me jump. Now, my question is about this conversation around the womb and the ovaries and the new moon in Sagittarius coming up on Saturday. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in synchronicity, so I had to jump in. Vasa, with your spirit and your soil of the playground, you allow this conversation to happen, how we can use our eggs in service for something great this new moon, because we tend to tie ovaries with just childbirth and mothering. So my question to Taliba is this, and Mbasa, now, how do we access our creative energy around the sacral chakra as we focus on our ovaries and our reproductive systems in our womb? Do you know of any chakra exercises that we can use to balance that energy?
Yes. There's quite a few, but I mean, it's only a simple exercise. All you really need to do is place your hands, over your abdomen, like put your thumb where your navel is, and just let your hands lay and where your index fingers meet, and makes like an inverted triangle. And then right where your pinkies land, that's where your ovaries are. So you can, massage your ovaries, go into meditation, focus on your ovaries. And while you're meditating and massaging your ovaries, you can talk to your ovaries. And your ovaries will reveal to you whatever it is you need to know. It's just that simple. You know, we're always thinking that there's this miraculous technique that we have to do, but we are the miracle. There is no need, for these high-tech things or this extravagant ritual. The ritual is you. You're just tapping in, acknowledging your ovaries, letting them know that you love them and you need, you want to communicate with them. Simple as that. So I normally just go into meditation, place my hand on my womb, talk to my ovaries. I talk to my whole reproductive area, my whole body, basically. But to tap into your ovaries, that's basically all you have to do.
Wow.
It's just that simple.
That is so beautiful. And Abasa, I know you dance. That's got to be shaking up some ovaries.
Is she there?
Good question.
Of course I'm here. Where else would I be? I'm at the other end of the room.
She's in the air. She's a Libra.
No, actually, that's what it is. I'm just giving you the space to jump, baby. Just keep jumping.
That is so funny. And she flew in.
Yes,
so, talk to us about dancing. How does that help with the ovaries? Because I know you do that.
Well, I can tell you how it helps with your energy, with your whole overall energy. Dancing is the most powerful, for me, the movement is the most powerful thing you can do with your body. I love dancing, and everybody knows it. I love spinning. I think spinning is really important. You know what children do? They do it all the time, and it's very innocent, but it's very powerful. Children are tapped in, of course, they came from source much, later than we did. So they are much, much more tapped in. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate the question. Dancing is mucho important.
Yeah, movement is a great, great way to get things flowing. I always do hip movements, and I love belly dancing. I just wish I was, better at it. But belly dancing is, really, really a good movement to get things moving in your pelvic area. So if you really, want to get into, belly dancing, that'd be great. But just dancing, period. I mean, movement, like you say, it's the key. You got to keep things flowing and keep things moving. And I wanted to, talk about what you were saying about the moon and ovulation and all that. What women, most women, don't know is we ovulate twice a month. We have our regular ovulation, which is anywhere from 12 to 15 days after your menstrual cycle. And that depends on whether you are 28 days, 30 days, 33 days. It all depends on how long your cycle is, because everybody is different. And then the other ovulation is the lunar ovulation. So when you were born, that's where astrology comes into key, into play. For folks who don't believe in astrology, but it is part of how the planets are aligned. So whatever phase the moon was in when you were born, whenever that phase come around, you automatically ovulate. And it's your most potent ovulation time. So that's why some women you hear, they say, I was on my cycle and I got pregnant. Well, you was having your lunar ovulation at the same time. So it's important to know what phase the moon is in, and it's important to know the phase that you were born under, because it all plays into key.
Wow. Don't go anywhere. I want you to say that one more again, because that was powerful. Hit him with that again. Go ahead, girl.
That was so great. You know, right, but lunar ovulation is the most powerful ovulation that we have. So whatever phase you were born under, that is, not only is it an ovulation time, but that's your most powerful time, is when you're ovulating. That's when our energy is really at our highest. So whatever phase you was born under, when it come around again, you will automatically ovulate, no matter if you're on your moon time or not, you will ovulate. And I've helped a lot of women conceive that way. I mean, it's just basically paying attention to your body. You know, once you start paying attention, you'll know when you ovulate. You feel the egg being released once you start paying attention, you know, because there's all these little signs and symbols that'll let you know you're ovulating. One is you're definitely going to, sexually you're going to be wanting to have more sex, because that's what ovulation is all about. And that moon phase would be the full moon, you know. So just as the new moon is correlated with our moon time. So like back in the day before we had all this artificial light and we were still, you know, relying on grandmother moon, most women, just about all the women had their moon time at the same time, and that's why we were going to the menstrual huts and, you know, do the weaving, the basking, and be creative and do whatever. And then when the full moon came around, it was ovulation time. Ain't nobody had time to go in no hut at that time. We was, you know, whether you wanted to, you know, go out and reproduce or whether you wanted to go out and drum and dance and have a good time, that's what it's all about, you know, that creativity energy, that creative energy. So,
and the baby's being born around the full moon as well.
Well, that's because, you know, that the moon, she's so powerful, she's pulling that's water. That's what she do. You know them tides? She pull water. Uh-huh. So she will pull that water, and most women have babies around that time.
Mm-hmm.
She's pulling that water.
Okay. I have so many more questions for you. Let me ask you this. What is your most transformative and healing experience?
What is my most what?
Transformative and healing experience.
Well, I'm going to speak on the moon since we're on the moon. And this is a time in my life where it was just, you know, it was when my son was taken away from me. And I had to rely on the moon to communicate with my son. Because at a certain period of time, I didn't have no communication with him, and I was like, you know, going crazy, and how am I supposed to communicate with my child? No worries, and da-da-da-da, and spirit just, like, pulled me and said, use the moon. And at that particular time, the moon, she really, really, like, grabbed me, put her arms around me, and nurtured me, and it gave me this whole new aspect of life. I mean, it changed every cell in my body. You know, I would go outside in the middle of my yard, and my neighbors probably thought I was retarded or crazy. But it's full moon, and I'm just like, you know, opening up my arms and just hugging and feeling the energy of the moon. And I'm communicating with the moon, telling Grandmother Moon what it is that I wanted her to share with my son. And it was the most profound energy, because when I did talk to my son, it was confirmation that he was like, you know, because I'm like, you know, how have you been? And da 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 da. And he's like, Mommy, I felt you around me, you know, and he's 8 years old at this time. He's like, I felt your energy around me. I just thought you was here. And I was like, thank you, Grandmother Moon. So we have to rely on this power that we have, you know, once we tap in and knowing that we have the power to tap into anything we want, but we have to use the element around us. We have to tap into nature. That's what nature is here for. So, you know, we really need to understand the power of our womb. You know, when we walk into a room, you know how, you know, it's full, you know, excitement, everything. You walk into a room, it's not your eyes that's observing everything and sensing everything. It's your clitoris. She instantly gets the vibrational tune of that room, sends it up your spine, all the way up to your pineal gland, and then to your eyes, so your eyes can see what's going on.
And what is it with men?
It's the same thing. Their prostate. It's the same thing. Their penis. I'm sorry. The penis. That's why mm-hmm. it's the head. Exactly. But I mean, there's some truth to that. There's some truth to that, and us not knowing that.
That used to be an insult. I went to speak with it.
You know, we jokingly say that, but you know, that's some truth to that. There's some truth. But have to understand.
Let me just serious. Okay, tell us about a womb mandala.
The womb mandala is, you know, as women, we carry everything in our womb. That's the center. You know, whatever emotion we feel, whether it's praise, whether it's embarrassment, whether it's fear, all the emotions, we store them down there. You know, childhood traumas. Whether we've been raped, molested, whatever, all those energies is trapped and buried deep within the womb because we was never taught how to heal from all these trauma experiences. So that gets trapped up into our DNA and is housed right into our womb because the womb is the center. That's what the womb is connected to, the center of the universe. So we feel everything from the womb. So the mandala is exercise, a profound exercise that allows you to see what's attached to your womb, whether it be a person, whether it be, you know, something in your auric space. It allows you to tap in and see what's attached to your womb, and it allows you to release it. The exercise, you know, helps you release that energy. Because we carry all our past lovers' energies with us as well, you know. And I also mm-hmm. teach a technique which is called womb pulsing, where you have to do it with a partner, where they're sitting on top of your abdomen and bouncing up and down to the rhythm of sound, and it's like four rhythms. You start off slow, and then you end up with the last pace being techno, like. Seriously pushing that energy and all the stuff that's trapped and stuck inside your womb, it pushes it out. So it helps release all the past level of energy, all the trauma, and all, you know, things that's just attached to our wombs. But the womb mandala is a simple exercise that you can do, you know, as often as you need to, because, you know, we hang around people all the time, and we're women, we absorb energy. And, you know, sometimes, you know, some not-so-good energy, we attract it, and it resides mm-hmm. in us, and it depends on our level of, you know, the energy that we're putting into what's around us. So it's very important to know what's attached to your womb.
Okay. And so you have some products that you sell. Can you tell us a little bit about the herbal mixtures? Do you have, I know you have it for just about everything now, don't you?
Earth Herbs has a line of detoxifying herbs for every organ in the body, not only detoxing, but also nourishing and toning. I have some for colon cleansers, which is very important for women to keep your colon cleansed so that your colon don't prolapse and start sitting on top of your womb, because that could smash your ovaries. And you know, some of my clients, you know, they say they, you know, have issues with, you know, the cycle stopped, and I'm like, that's the first thing I ask. Well, you know, is your colon clean? Because it could be smashing your fallopian tubes. So I have, you know, colon cleansers to help relieve that, and also have a Vaggie Fresh, which is just an herbal vaginal suppository to help nourish and cleanse the whole reproductive area, leaving it smelling fresh.
mm-hmm,
I also have a hormonal balance, you know, keep your hormones balanced. You know, and a lot of our issues is because our hormones are imbalanced and not knowing. You know, it has a lot to do with your diet, you know, what you eat, because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of foods out here has soy in it, and soy is a no-no. Because soy is mm-hmm. high in estrogen, and the more you eat that, then your hormones become imbalanced. So, mm-hmm. and, you know, also, you know, I have natural cloth pads, and I also sell yoni eggs.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. What is that?
The yoni eggs are, you know, it's just, you know how you do your Kegel exercises where you're tightening up your pelvic muscles? Well, the yoni egg was used by the empress in China. You know, that's where it started, where they would, you know, use it to maintain, you know, the muscles in their vaginas to get stronger and, you know, tighter, and it gave them longevity. It was the, you know, and it helped with their whole, you know, sexual encounters with their partners and stuff. So the yoni egg is a stone. And it's a stone, whether it be rose quartz, whether it be amethyst, whether it be obsidian. And it's just to be inserted to deal with the emotional energies inside your reproductive areas. So like using the obsidian stone, when you insert it and leave it in and do your pelvic muscle exercises, it also helps you with balancing out your life and pulling out the negative things that you don't need. So it's working on an emotional and a spiritual level as well as a physical level.
Okay. We're getting close to countdown here, so I'm trying. Okay, so now, what is a facilitator of sacred sexual union? I know that you're certified with that, right?
Yes. And that, you know, a lot of people think that it's really me teaching you, you know, sex moves and this, that, and the other. But what the folks don't understand is that sexuality and spirituality is one and the same. It's just that we, in this society, we use sex for everything. You know, if we get depressed, we have sex. If we want to sell a car, we put sex up there. So we're using it for the wrong reason. So, but I'm certified to teach you how to tap into the seven gates of your reproductive system, which is your yoni, which is the vagina, which is your labia, the lips, the G spot, the clitoris, the cervix, the entering into the womb, the center point of the womb, and the ovaries, which is that connection between this realm and the spiritual realm. And there's energy with each gate. So I teach you how to love yourself and understand yourself and trust yourself so that you can understand that sex is not to be used and abused. It is a form of power. It is your Shakti power. That's where everything lies. So it's understanding how to use those energies in the right manner to manifest whatever it is you want to manifest.
That's pretty powerful. Now, you have a course, online course, don't you? Teaching about
yes,
that?
Yes, that is the course. It's called Seven Gates of Sacred Sexuality. And it's just teaching you the energies of each gate to understand and honor yourself, you know, because as women, we just freely give, and we have to understand that this power, we can't freely give it out anymore. We have to contain it and honor it, nurture it, and respect it. And a lot of times, you know, dealing with the yoni, that's around trust and insecurity, and a lot of times we don't trust others because we don't trust ourselves. And in my course, I teach you how to trust yourself so that you can, you know, balance out your masculine and your feminine principles within you so that when you are with your mate and you meet your soulmate, you understand how to use your energy.
Okay.
So that's
what the
course is all about.
That's true. You have a retreat coming up too, right?
Yes, in April, we're having Transform Your Womb. It's a 3-day retreat in Maryland. I'm doing this with the lovely sister Tema with Womb Sana. So it's going to be for 3 days, and it's really, you know, teaching women how to use the tool of womb pulsing, of really releasing all those things that's attached to the womb, getting rid of it. You know, like I said, your past lover's energy, childhood trauma, energy imprints. You know, the things that cause us to have self-sabotaging tendencies is going to, you know, allow you to release all that stuff. And it's going to be intense.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very intense because it's moving energy.
Get ready, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's all about moving that stagnant energy.
Yeah. I'm tempted. That sounds like really just like real big fun. You know, I love that kind of stuff. So, so yeah. So I want to have you leave the audience. What did you want to leave the audience with today?
Well, for one, I would love for women to just take some time and really love yourself more. You know, tap into the many mysteries that you hold right inside of your womb and inside of your heart. So love yourself more.
Where can they find you?
You can reach me. My email is divinewombs@gmail.com, and my website is divinewombsforlife.com, and that's divinewombsforlife.com.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God, Talifa, this time went by so fast.
I know. And I also have, I forgot to tell that I have a YouTube channel where I do Womb Day videos. Uh-oh. Where it's every other Wednesday. So you can go to my YouTube channel and it's a whole bunch of videos to help you with womb health.
Awesome. What is that again? Can you give it to them again?
It's called Womb Day, but it's under my YouTube channel, Talifa Ndidi. And it's just every other Wednesday we have a new video that comes out teaching about womb health.
All right. I love you, my sister. Big squeeze.
Love you too. Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Will do.
Thanks for visiting us on the playground. Love you.
Thanks for having me. Love you too.
See ya. Oh, my God. That was so power-packed. I am so, 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 so happy. We're going to go out with the wind with Sherry Marie, and we're going to blow back in here next week, and we're going to have Shalonda Smith here with us, and she's going to have some real, we all sisters. We got the juice for you. We got juicy, juicy fruit. I'm bust her out. I'll see you next week. Love you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.